Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I'm with you tonight on October 9th. This show is covering October 9th through the 16th. We are headstrong into our Mercury retrograde, and I'm sure you guys are feeling that along with this totally intense, this full moon lunar eclipse that we had yesterday that is still fanning out and influencing us between Wednesday, yesterday, the 8th, until Monday, the 13th, which is our last trigger date this month. We will have one more next month on one day. So over these next few days, some of you may be stragglers. You might still have your epic celebration or achievement, or you might have your major closure or ending with this Aries lunar eclipse, that something is eclipsed out to make that major peak happen for you. So it's an intense time. In this week ahead that runs from the 9th through the 16th, there is one focus, so it is pretty easy. Every single thing I wrote down looking at this week, every single energy was targeting one area. So it's going to be fairly easy for everybody to look at this. And there is so much targeted in this area that I think if we were sitting up on a cloud looking at the timeline of our life, we would say, wow, boy, there's some explosions and excitement and, you know, craziness going on in this particular week of life, and it's all about relationships. So get ready. It's about the key people in your life in this week ahead. And so the more that you can be proactive and reach out to people, interact with them, do what needs doing here with them, the better it's going to be. Every single sign is going to be working in different areas. Everyone has their own specific area that you'll be focusing on with these key pieces. So that makes it a little different from sign to sign. But it is about relationships. And so when we think about that, when I say relationships, what I'm talking about are your personal romantic unions, your partners in marriage or committed partners, your business partners, the people that represent you out there, like agents and attorneys and publicists and managers, and anybody that would fit that description, people that are specialists or experts that you might need to go see or you want to go see to help you with something now. This is a really important week to reach out to them. Your clients or audience and what you're doing with that situation. And anything you're doing with competitors or opponents. And so, you know, wow, there's a lot here to have is back and forth through this week as I focus on energy rather than the day. Just follow me, take notes, or listen to it again if you need to. Friday the 10th, that's tomorrow for you guys listening live. Mercury's in retrograde. It's going to back into this relationship zone. So tomorrow is the first day out of the Mercury retrograde where the past is coming back around. So you get a chance starting tomorrow. This is going to last until the 25th of this month. So this whole week ahead obviously falls in past people, past situations. So you may be going back and running into that past romantic partner or business partner or agent, attorney, client, specialist, competitor, whoever those key people are. Or it may be going back over a past situation with a current person that's in your life, an issue that needs to be dealt with or an opportunity coming back around. Now's the time. So Mercury is asking us to get in there and rethink, express what we need again, come to some agreements with people, look at sales, look at writing, look at meetings and talks, look at offers and proposals, anything that is be interviews and auditions and themes. So these key people are very important in this week ahead with Mercury retrograde and this on Friday. The title I gave this week is, and the reason that I said that as the title is that we do have two personal planets, meaning the faster moving planets that tend to have some kind of effect in our everyday life. We have them interacting with North Node this week ahead. And it's a relationship. You know, when we have an interaction with, if something can happen, and you can see what happens. It'll give you a big heads up about whether this is really destined to be or not, or they may just get with you out of the blue, and then it's a big indicator that they're part of your future dynamic. So first we have the sun, which is our us showing up, us getting personally or physically involved with destiny and this key other person. This is either going to happen Sunday as it builds or Monday as it completes. And depending on the coast, you may have more of a leaning towards Sunday, some, and the next coast leaning towards Monday. So I wish I could give you just one day for that, but Sunday or Monday, you have this potential to show up. So on these show up, it means either taking the lead in something or physically showing up with this person and sitting down with them. It can mean that you show up by focusing in on your personal needs and what, you know, where you are in the relationship. It means that you could be focusing on your body on one of these 2 days. So there may be a specialist that's really part of that destined future for you getting physically fit or getting over an illness or something like that. It can be about your name or title. So this key person may be having a big effect on the future of your name or your title. It can be about your brand, if you have a brand. It can be about a personal goal of yours. So, you know, there's different ways that you can show up here. It could be about your image. Maybe you're going to see a specialist, you know, who's going to help you with that. So Sunday, Monday, this is destiny calling you to get involved with this person. On Wednesday, Venus is going to cross the north node of destiny. So Venus is about love. So this person may be showing up in the name of love, or you're showing up to them in that way. Venus rules personal income, so there may be a very key person that's tied to your future and making money that is going to be strongly influencing on Wednesday. It rules beauty, so there may be somebody that you're involved with something in beauty on that day. And it rules women, so there may be something very destined about a specific woman that you're involved with on that day. So again, you can keep your eyes wide open. You can try to connect with other people and see if you can get that ball rolling. If it's meant to be part of this destined future thing, it will happen. There may be some new key people about to enter your life on this Sunday, Monday, and on this Wednesday. So again, strong focus with that. Then we have Venus herself being active in this week ahead, besides crossing the north node of destiny. She's going to be active on Saturday the 11th and on Tuesday the 12th. And so again, in the name of love, in the name of making money for women or beauty, these 2 days are significant. Saturday the 11th, Venus opposes Uranus. So this is a very exciting, sudden day where something can happen completely out of the blue in the name of those things with these key people. It can be shocking and a huge change, that about face that happens on this day. It can be a shakeup. It can be an awakening. Uranus is that lightning energy, and it's so Venus facing off with this brings you and that other person into something spontaneous, exciting, or change-oriented. So be aware of what comes up on Saturday. On Tuesday, the 12th, Venus forms a sextile with Jupiter. This is a really fabulous, fabulous combination and a fabulous alignment. This throws the door wide open when it comes to love or making men or women or beauty, and your partners, your representatives, your specialists, your clients. And it aligns with Jupiter in the fifth house. So something big can happen in a creature in the name of love, or with kids, on behalf of kids, or with something recreational. So Tuesday is pretty with the Venus energy. And then finally, I thought about saving this for next week, but it happens on next Thursday, the 16th. I'm going to go ahead and cover it in this week because it happens in the middle of the day before that show would air. And so I think you should just know about it ahead of time. And that is that next Thursday, the 16th, is the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. So on the day that Mercury retrogrades, that's always kind of a big day. You know, communications can go a little haywire. Things start to go backwards and you start to see what it's going to be about. on the day that Mercury goes direct on the 25th, that's another major day for Mercury retrograde. And then there's this midpoint day right in the center, and that happens on Thursday the 16th. That's the day that the Sun and Mercury run into each other. And so this day is always key in your Mercury retrograde process because something kind of slots in. It gives you an indicator of what it's all been about. Who is that person you were meant to go back and fix something with or reconnect with or let go or work out those issues with? Who is that person and what's it all about for you? You can expect that Thursday, the 16th, you'll either connect with them and figure it out, or you'll have your aha moment, or you'll get that information and you will know. So it's a significant day. Every single one of these things is focusing in on that Libra seventh house of relationships. So that is our week. That is everything it's about. Do not go solo. Reach out to other people. That's where it's at. So when we run through the signs with this, for Aries, this is about these people specifically, not anything that you need to focus on. You honestly could focus on pretty much anything with them. You're more in the free and clear than any other sign. But these relationships themselves are very important. So this may be a week where you have some of those aha moments about how you relate with others, where the shortcomings may be or where the successes are, who really is significant to your life and who isn't, what you really want when it comes to some of these people. So again, it is all about reaching out to your partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your clients, your competitors, and seeing what it is you can do. Friday, you start to go back and reconnect with the past here and work through that. Sunday, Monday, it is about you showing up and destiny calling in some way with one of these people. Maybe your name on the dotted line or your personal needs in the mix. Are you physically there one-on-one with them? On Thursday, Venus is with the North Node of Destiny. Mercury retrograde, man. Wednesday, Venus is with the North Node of Destiny. So, Aries, this is your day for love or making money or a significant female or beauty when it comes to this key person. And Saturday the 11th, you know, you're going to have kind of that wild shakeup day with the other person. Uranus is very unpredictable. It could be very exciting or sudden and not so great. You'll figure it out. It is awakening energy to kind of show you one more thing you need to know. Tuesday the 12th is that big lucky day with these when it comes to creativity or fun or kids or love. And the midpoint is Thursday the 16th, so that's your day to figure out which direction you're meant to go with this. For Taurus, you guys, this week ahead is all about these key people, but for Taurus, it's about a work situation or a health situation or the animals or paperwork. So this is why you need to get in there with these people. So either you're dealing with a representative who's helping you with work or a specialist who's helping you with health, or your partner's getting in there with you on some of this, or there's an opponent you're dealing with here, or a competitor, or a client you need to get in there and see. These are key people. And so Mercury retrograde starts on the 10th, so in this week ahead you have a chance to go back and deal with past issues or opportunities in these scenarios. The Sun crosses that North Node of Destiny on Sunday, Monday, so you can show up personally and get in there to deal with this other person, or you can put your name to the dotted line, or it can be about, you know, some personal needs you have in the mix. On Wednesday the 15th, Venus will be there in the mix, so there's a significant female that will be there to deal with, or there will be something about your personal income or love in the mix with this key person, and your work or your health or your pets or paperwork. The Saturday day, the day that you're in the opposition with this other person, again, over the same themes, but on Saturday there's that either that excitement or that shock and change energy, and it kind of comes from behind the scenes. You're not really going to expect this to be what it is. This may be good. It may be bad. Uranus isn't, you know, triggered, positive or negative, as far as I'm concerned. It just is about awakening and something that needs to come to your attention. So it can be very exciting or very shocking. But it will be information that you need as you're dealing with these people and the opportunities or issues that you're going over here. Tuesday the 12th is a very lucky day for you. The door is open for you when it comes to these key people and that job or that health matter or the paperwork or the animals. And it plays out, that luck plays out in the home or with a real estate or property or renovation or a move or some family, roommate, parent kind of situation, something at the root of your chart. Your midpoint, that turning point with the retrograde, happens on Thursday the 16th. So that's kind of your aha moment to know why the whole thing happened, and things start to, you know, you can move forward from that point onward because you know. For Gemini, these key relationships that are so important in your week ahead, for you guys, it's focused on true love, on children, on a creative project, or on recreational interests. So you may have one or two of those things, or all of them, or maybe just one. So you should have an idea what that is for you right now. So, you know, it may be you and your romantic partner and falling in love and going back over things. It may be you and a client and something creative, or a partner or a representative and something creative. It could be you and a partner and the kids, or a specialist for your child. Or anything in the recreational field with key people that you'd be involved in. So that's the focus of your week, these important relationships and those topics. So Mercury starts to take you back into, you know, past people, situations, issues, and opportunities starting on Friday, carries you through the whole week ahead. Destiny will bring you into the mix Sunday or Monday or both. So these days, you know, you're showing up physically, or your name's on the dotted line, or your brand or image or needs are there somehow in the mix with your future destiny in the situation. On Wednesday the 15th, you have Venus showing up with the North Node of Destiny. So now there's something very destined happening with one of these key people and these topics that has to do with a woman in the mix, or with love, or with income potential or beauty. Saturday the 11th is bringing you the shakeup, you know, so this is a big exciting day, or a very change-oriented or shocking day when it comes to you and this person and the love life, the kids, the creative projects, or the fun. And that kind of shakeup and excitement or change is playing out with a friend or a group or a party or event or the internet, something social. On Tuesday the 12th, you guys have that very lucky combination, which opens up some kind of really fortuitous meeting or talk or offer or proposal or agreement or sale or short trip or decision. It's very communicative and very big and expansive and lucky. And your midpoint for the Mercury retrograde is next Thursday the 16th. So that's kind of the crossover line when you've kind of figured out what it's all about, making some choices, and getting ready to wrap up the last part of the retrograde with what you need to do. For Cancer, you know, you have a week ahead where really important people, your partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your clients, your competitors, anybody who's a key relationship, you're going to be involved with these people, but it's all going to be focused on your fourth house. So this means it's focused on your home, or it's focused on real estate deals or moves or renovations, or it's focused on family or parents or roommates. So Mercury starts to take you back in the retrograde on Friday, the 10th, and we'll stay there throughout the week. So you get to go back and reconnect with these key people in the home or about the real estate or renovation or family matter or any of those topics. And it's kind of your do-over, you know, you get a chance. Do you want to reconnect? Do you want to release? Is there something that needs to be said here? Is there a meeting going to take place? The South Node meets with, the Sun meets with the North Node of Destiny on Sunday and Monday of this week. And so you show up, you're physically there with this person in the home or with the real estate or move or renovation or family, parent, roommate situation. Or your name is on the dotted line or your image is tied into it or your brand building there or your personal needs in some way are being met with your future destiny here. On Wednesday the 15th, Venus crosses that north node of destiny. And so on Wednesday, again, these key people with those topics in home, real estate, family, et cetera, but now there may be a significant female or there may be true love blossoming here or ways to make money opening up or ways to beautify. And then Venus's other active day, Saturday the 11th, she throws you in there in some kind of one-on-one with another person that's very exciting and spontaneous or very shocking and changing. And this will have to do with goals you have or career or your profile being out there, your status, or it could be involving some kind of authority type like a boss, parent, judge, that type of person. On Tuesday the 12th, you have that big lucky day with these key people and your home, real estate, moves, family, and all that. And this lucky day ties into personal income opportunities or your possessions or a major purchase. This is very big, so you want to look for what you can do there. And then your midpoint with the Mercury retrograde is Thursday the 16th. That's your turning point where you kind of figure some stuff out and you know who or what you were meant to get back and talk with and deal with, and now you're ready to kind of wrap up from that point forward. For Leo, these key people that are all the focus in the week ahead, for Leo, it's a very strong communication and decision week. So, you know, you guys might be interviewing or auditioning or meeting and talking and pitching ideas, or you might be writing or in speaking roles, or there might be an offer or an agreement or a sale that you're focusing on with these people. Also might involve kind of in the mundane world, short trips, local activities, your vehicles, your electronics, your brothers, sisters, or neighbors. So, you know, you'll have an idea what that is for you. You want to get in there with these representatives, clients, partners, specialists, competitors, and deal with the agreements and sales and short trips and local activities and siblings and everything else that I listed there. Friday starts the retrograde period into this area, so you get to go back and review, revise, release, reconnect, and make your choices with your communications. Sunday and Monday, you have the Sun and the North Node of Destiny opening up something very fated and future-oriented for you. On these days, you show up physically, or your personal needs are tied in, your image, your brand, your name on the dotted line in something, some kind of agreement or sale that's very destined for you. On Wednesday the 15th, Venus crosses this North Node of Destiny, so on this day, true love or personal income or a female can be very important to the future of the situation you're involved with. And then Venus is also active on Saturday the 11th when there's going to be that one-on-one between you and another person that's very exciting and spontaneous or very shocking and change-oriented. Again, we'll come through those communications and ideas and decisions and local things and siblings and neighbors, all that. But on this day, the excitement, the wild card energy with this other person is through a trip or a visitor or someone at a distance, or it's around educational pursuits, around media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, around legal matters, around a wedding, or around religion or politics. All of those themes fall into the higher-minded topics that expand us in some way. So this is where it's coming from for you on Saturday. On Tuesday the 12th, you have that very lucky day, and that ties in with Jupiter in your sign, Leo. So what a day for you guys. Really, you want to step up and be heard. You want your ideas out there. You want to look at if you do need to sign an agreement, especially one that's coming back around from the past, or repitch an idea, or get in there and reconnect with somebody in a meeting. I mean, it's an extremely lucky day for you guys when it comes to how you would deal with this other person in the name of love or making money or women or beauty. And then your midpoint, your Mercury retrograde midpoint happens on Thursday the 16th. So that's kind of a turning point for you guys with the choices that are being made or the ideas bandied about or what you're releasing or reconnecting with. For Virgo, it's these key people that are significant that you want to be connecting with or dealing with in this week ahead. You know, your partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your representative, or no, I said that, your clients, your competitors, any of these key people. And for Virgo, it's really going to be focused in on making money, that personal income, or it's going to be around your possessions and gifts and or around your purchases. So that personal money flow and the objects you have. So Mercury starts the retrograde on Friday the 10th, so in the week ahead, going back, reconnecting past opportunities or issues and hammering things out there, meeting with people, talking, interviewing, auditioning, any of that, really where it's at. The sun goes across the north node of destiny on Sunday, Monday, so you show up on those days to make the money or deal with the possessions or make the purchases. And this is really something opening up towards your future, your destiny with one of these key people on these days. If it's meant to be, those are the days it'll happen. So, you know, putting your name on the dotted line or your brand or your image to what you're doing or getting them there and leading the way, very important. And then Venus crosses that north node of destiny on Wednesday the 15th. So now there may be a female that's very significant to your future destiny with this money-making opportunity or possessions or purchases, or there may be something around love, or again, it just amplifies that income potential that she's about. She's also active on Saturday the 11th when there's going to be you and another person in something very exciting or shocking or change-oriented, and it's playing out around sexuality, around divorce, around triangles, power, control, manipulations, or shared outside financial influences. So kind of weighty there. Maybe it'll be real exciting and spontaneous or something's changing and shifting for you. Tuesday the 12th, very lucky day. Day's wide open with that money-making and possessions and purchases. And it opens up to something going on behind the scenes in development with institutions, with art, film, music, research, with spiritual practices, with a romantic tryst, anything that kind of is going on behind the scenes in some ways, something big can be developing there for you. And then that turning point, Mercury retrograde on Thursday the 16th, kind of gives you the heads up that you figured out what it is. You may have a significant talk or meeting that day, or information comes together and you kind of have the idea of what it's about. For Libra, you know, what a week ahead for Libra, because, you know, it is all this energy is playing out in your sign. So it is about key relationships, but it is about you personally or physically, your name, your brand, your needs, your body, you know, you. So get it, job, and it's quite the important week. So it kicks off with Mercury retrograding. So you get a chance to go back. You know, is there some personal need and you need to connect with somebody significant for this? Is there, you know, something you want to do for your body or your image or your brand or your name or title or identity that you need to go and connect with somebody? You know, you thought about them in the past, but you didn't, or you did, and now you get a chance to go back. So really important for you to go back and do what you need to do over this week ahead. The Sun and North Node of Destiny on Sunday, Monday in your sign, really, it's just shining a spotlight on you. Step up, take the lead, put your body, your name, your title, your brand first. Seek out people that can help you with this. Destiny is calling you, so there may be some people that just come right into your life that are really part of that fated future for you on these days. On Wednesday the 16th, Venus in the North Node of Destiny, so now there's potential to beautify your appearance or to see love around you or expressed through you or to make money through your name, your image, your brand, your personal showing up for something. Or women may be beneficial to you on this day in some destined way. Venus is also active on Saturday the 11th, and that day activates your relationship axis, so very important day for you and this other key person over love, money, and income. Well, money and income, same thing, right? beauty, women. And so Uranus is either going to make this person very exciting and something that just kind of comes out of the blue at you and you get to jump in there and be spontaneous about it, or something shocking or changing and sudden that you weren't expecting. Either way, it's feeding into this dynamic build over this week ahead for what it is you really need. On Tuesday the 12th, Venus aligns with Jupiter in that very lucky way. And for you guys, this is an alignment with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, parties or events, and your personal aspirations. This is very growth-oriented and expansive. So definitely step towards that on Tuesday. And then your turning point with the Mercury retrograde is Thursday the 16th, and that day should give you some indicator of what's going on, what you're ready to let go of, and where you want to go from there. Scorpio, I need to take a sip of my drink. Chat amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. Now, loving the pomegranate juice. I don't know if you guys drink this stuff, but it's so yummy. It's strong, it's tart, it's yummy though. Okay, so for Scorpio, this week ahead, very important for these key relationships, just like everybody else. You want to reach out to your romantic or business partners, your agents, attorneys, your specialists, your clients, your competitors, any key relationship. And for Scorpio, the focus of all of this is in that mystic karmic house. So there may be some karma to balance with somebody. There may be some research and development to do on projects with somebody. There may be a romantic union that is meant to take off in this week ahead with somebody. There may be an art, film, music, or any other kind of muse-oriented project that is meant to connect and take off with somebody this week. There may be a spiritual practice you want to get involved with a specialist. There may be healing or hospitals or addictions involved with a key person in this week ahead. So pulling back, going into that kind of magical realm, and following your intuition and driving forward your romantic, artistic, spiritual, and healing needs, and do your research and development. That's what your whole week's about. It starts with Mercury retrograding on the 10th, which starts to bring back past people and opportunities and issues and situations so that you can hone in, get in there, talk things out, hash them out, let people go, or reconnect with them, whatever the case may be. That's going to last throughout your whole week. Sunday, Monday, the solar energy goes across the north node of destiny. So there is an opportunity for you to get physically involved, to step up, to tie your name, your brand, your body into something with one of these key people over one of these themes. Destiny is calling you towards the future. They may show up across your path on one of these days and give you a big indicator of the, you know, who and what they are to you. Venus crosses the north node of destiny on Wednesday the 15th. On that day, destiny steps in the name of love or anything that could make you money or women or beauty. Again, will play out behind the scenes with your development, your research, your artistic projects, spiritual pursuits, healing hospitals, or romantic tryst. And then Venus is also active on Saturday the 11th when she puts you one-on-one with this other person. And Uranus is involved here, so this is exciting and surprising and spontaneous, or it's shocking and change-oriented and takes you by surprise. And this other person, I mean, is really going to be focusing in with this electrical energy on a work project, a health a situation, paperwork, or the animals. On Tuesday the 12th, Venus will connect with Jupiter. Very lucky day. Door flings wide open for you guys in one of these behind-the-scenes topics with these key people. And for you guys, this is something very big that can tie in with the career direction, with a higher-up, a power person, a boss, a parent, a judge, or with a big personal goal that you have in mind, or with some recognition as well. And then Mercury retrograde hits the midpoint of the retrograde on Thursday the 16th. So for Scorpio, as with everybody, you get your kind of turning point. You figured out what you needed to go back and revise, release, reclaim, and you kind of have an idea how you want to then proceed forward. For Sagittarius, these key relationships for you guys, your partners, your representatives, your specialists, your clients, your agents and attorneys and other representatives and your competitors, anybody that's one-on-one with you guys, really going to be playing out in this week ahead over aspirations that you have and over all your social avenues. So connecting with friends, what you do in groups, what you do at parties and events and gatherings, what you do on the internet with astrology, with charities. So you guys are really going to be quite relational and social in this week ahead, and it's very meant to be. Mercury starts this by retrograding on Friday the 10th, so you start to backtrack. You need to go back and reconnect with those partners and specialists, with clients and representatives or competitors. It'll all happen through friendships and the social things that are going on for you. And so you rethink things there and decide to reconnect or release. The sun will cross the north node of destiny here on Sunday and Monday. So you'll be showing up in these social arenas or around your aspirations, or you'll be tying in your next, maybe you're seeing something on those days, or somebody is showing up for you. So it's all kind of wrapped up together. Then on Wednesday the 15th, Venus crosses this path with the North Node of Destiny. And so on this day, a female significance or women in general. And then Venus is also active on Saturday the 11th when she will shake things up with Uranus. So you're one-on-one with somebody on Saturday, and the excitement and the spontaneous energy or the shock or change, it's focusing in on a child or your love life or lover or your creational. So you may want to just jump right in with somebody on that day. Or you may have to make some last-minute changes as things develop. And then Tuesday, the 12th, the Venus-Jupiter alignment happens, which is so lucky and open for everybody. And so for Sag, these key people with all this social stuff here aligns with either a travel plan or a swim distance, or it aligns with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, or it aligns with higher education or legal matters. All the higher-minded arenas are open to you on that Tuesday. So you want to see what you can tie in there for good measure. And then your turning point with the Mercury retrograde is on the 16th, next Thursday. So that's kind of when you figure out what it was all about and which way you want to go with it. For Capricorn, these key relationships this week ahead, so important to connect with your partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your clients, your competitors, any one-on-one key relationship. And for Capricorn, it's going to be all about the career or reputation or fame or about a big personal goal or about dealing with an authority figure like the parent, the boss, the judge. So starts on Friday the 10th and Mercury retrograde, so you start to get to go back and readdress ideas, issues, offers, agreements, sales, any of that, you know, anything, any communications, go back and reconnect with people. You may need to work something out, release something, or reclaim it in some way, revise it in some way. And that'll be in effect all week, starting on Friday the 10th. Then the sun crosses the North Node of Destiny on Sunday and Monday. And on one or both of these days, you can show up personally, physically get involved, take the lead, shine your light, or tie in your name, your identity, your image, your brand, your personal needs in what's going on here with this key person and your career, your goal, your reputation, or the authority figure. On Wednesday the 15th, Venus crosses the North Node of Destiny, and she shows up as a female here that can help you with this forward, future, destined growth, or as a way to make money, or as something going on in your love life tied into all of this. So keep an eye out for that. Or you may want to, you know, since Venus rules beauty, it may be a day to do headshots to promote your career in some way as well. And then Venus is also active on Saturday the 11th in that oppositional thing with Uranus. So there's some excitement and surprise there, or there's some shock and change there. And it'll play out with you and this other person over these topics. But they will be coming, that surprise or excitement or change will be playing out around the home or real estate deals or moves or renovations, family, parents, or roommate topics. On Tuesday the 12th, you are going to have the Venus-Jupiter alignment, which is very lucky. Again, you and these key people and your career goals, authority figures. But the lucky door that's opening is to this big financial part of your life. So getting the loan or the commission or the insurance or the tax situation under control or the inheritance or bankruptcy or alimony or child support or, you know, I don't know, what else am I leaving out? Any kind of big financial, a settlement, an investment, and a partner's money. So the big financial side is very much open on Tuesday the 12th. Away from the financial side, there's also a personal side to this. The door is open to something growth-oriented through your sex life. So if you have a big goal to intimately connect with somebody, this day is very promising. And it's also about things you're working on, goals you have with your divorce or with any kind of third-party situation. So this can open up as well. And then Mercury retrograde, the midpoint on Thursday the 16th, is your turning point. Kind of get your aha moment, maybe that last bit of information that will give you an idea of what it was all about and where you want to go from now. Aquarius, this week ahead for you guys, relationship, so it's those personal or business partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your clients, and your competitors. And for Aquarius, it's focused all in that higher-minded arena. So for you guys, it'll either be about legal matters, travel plans, people at a distance, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, educational pursuits, weddings, religion, or politics. I know it's a lot, right? I'm sure at least one of those rings true for what it is you really want to focus on this week. So you may have one or several of those that you're really getting in there with people. The week calls for it. Mercury retrogrades into this zone on Friday, so the whole week is going to bring past people back around, give you a chance to rethink things or reconnect or release them or reclaim them, work out old issues and opportunities here as well. The sun crosses the north node of destiny on Sunday and Monday, so you get to show up in one of those ways in the name of this other person. So it may be that your personalities are involved. It may be that your name on the dotted line or your image or your brand is wrapped up in this. But destiny is calling you forward towards the future through this trip or education or media or legal or wedding or religious or political theme with this other person. Venus shows up with the North Node of Destiny on Wednesday the 15th. So on this day, true love is in the mix, or a significant female, or ways to make money, where beauty is part of the deal. And then Venus is also active on Saturday the 11th, where there's this spontaneous and surprising energy, or the shock and change energy involved, you and this other person over any of those themes I've named. But now there's something that is said or decided or offered that is thrown into the mix that shakes it all up. On Tuesday the 12th, you have that lucky energy connection between Venus and Jupiter. So again, these key relationships and any of these higher-minded arenas are open. But this ties directly into your seventh house. So it says it reinforces that potential for something very major to happen or to be set in motion and seeded that involves your partner, your representative, your specialist, your client, or the opponent in some way. Under very good circumstances. And then the Mercury midpoint on Thursday the 16th is your turning point, the height of the retrograde, which should bring you some decisions or information or aha moments to let you know what it's been about and which way you want to go from there. Pisces, you guys are facing this week with a lot of interaction with key relationships, your partners, your representatives, your clients, your specialists, your competitors. But for Pisces, it's in the deepest, most intense part of the chart. So you're in interacting with these people over life and death stuff, mortality or births or reproduction, or you're interacting with these people over sexual intimacy, or reproductive needs that tie in with that side of things, or you're interacting with them over divorce, or you're interacting with them over any of the big financial topics, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, commissions, settlements, investments, taxes, insurance, any of those themes. So it's all the really intense stuff for the Pisces. And this is a really important week to go see those, you know, attorneys, agents, those partners, those specialists, your clients, your competitors, and deal with these topics. Mercury starts the retrograde on Friday the 10th in this area. So it's going to bring back past opportunities or issues or people so that you can get in there and reconnect and either release something or revise it or reclaim it. Then the sun is going to cross the north node of destiny here on Sunday and Monday, which means destiny is going to call you forward over one of these things. You'll be physically involved, or you'll be personally pursuing your goals here, or your name will be on the dotted line, or your title, or your energy will be tied. Then Venus will cross that north node of destiny on Wednesday the 15th, which means now, or a female going on, or there may be something about beauty and sex, destiny calling you towards your future. What happens and transpires on Wednesday, sexually, with that divorce, financial matter, or mortality issue, or birth, reproductive need. Venus will also be active on Saturday the 11th, which means, again, females, true love, making money, something beauteous playing out in one of these deep, intense areas for you guys. It will involve that one-on-one with you and somebody else, and it'll be exciting and surprising or shocking and changing with them. And they're coming from the perspective of being valued or making personal income or a possession or a gift or a purchase. On Tuesday, the 12th, there's that wide open door, something big and lucky that can happen, again, with Venus. And so, you know, the woman, the love, the money, the beauty playing out around those deep, intense arenas with a key person. And on this day, the door opens up to the paperwork involved, something lucky and growth-oriented there, or the job that you're doing, or a health matter and what's transpiring there, or with somebody that you hire or somebody that you. And then you have your Mercury turning point on Thursday the 16th, which should give you your aha moment and let you know what it's been about, you know, and what you want to do about it. So for every sign out there, do not go it alone. It is such an important week to deal with these other people, to embrace them, to engage them, to. Mercury is taking us back into the past to give us an opportunity to see something that we need to see, or to share something we need to share, or to set something right, or get another chance at something. And destiny is stepping in several days in the week ahead, and it just couldn't be bigger. So good luck to everybody out there. I'm sure you'll keep me posted on Facebook and my emails. And I will be back next week, same time, to see how we've done and what's coming up next. Zoe Moon, have a great week, you guys. I will talk to you next week.